Will you please turn to 2 Thessalonians?
请翻开帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
2 Thessalonians, Chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
We'll read the whole chapter.
我们读全章的经文。
Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus to the assembly of Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在神我们的父与主耶稣基督里的教会。
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。
We ought to thank God always for you, brethren, even as it is meet, because your faith increases exceedingly and the love of each one of you all towards one another abounds.
弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
So that we ourselves make our boast to you in the assemblies of God for your endurance and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations which ye are sustaining.
甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中仍旧存忍耐和信心。
A manifest token of the righteous judgment of God to the end that he should be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for the sake of which he also suffered.
这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
If at least it is a righteous thing with God,to render tribulation to those that trouble you.
神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人。
And to you that are troubled, repose with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven with the angels of his power.
也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安，那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上的火焰中显现。
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who know not God and those who do not obey the glad tidings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
Who shall pay the penalty of everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might.
他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
When he shall have come to be glorified in his saints and wondered in all that have believed, parenthesis, for our testimony to you has been believed, parenthesis, in that day.
这正是主降临，要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子，我们对你们做的见证，你们也信了。
To which end we also pray always for you, that our God may count you worthy of the calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power.
因此我常为你们祷告，愿我们神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫。
So that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们主耶稣基督的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together unto thy name,
亲爱的主，当我们一同聚在你名的里面的时候，
we know that thou art in our midst.
我们实在知道你在我们当中。
We deeply feel that we are standing on holy ground.
我们深深地知道我们是站在这圣地。
We want to remove our shoes.
我们要脱掉我们的鞋子。
And bow before thee.
俯伏在你的跟前。
Lord,
主啊，
what does thou want to say to us?
你早上要向我们说什么呢？
We are here listening.
我们在这里静静。
We pray that thou open our inner eyes.
我们求你开我们里面的眼睛。
Open our inner ears.
开我们里面的耳朵。
Open our understanding.
哦，叫我们能够明白。
That we may understand what thou want to say to us.
哦，我们能够明白你要向我们说的话。
Not only to understand, but also to respond.
不单只能够明白，叫我们也有回应。
We want thee to have thy way with us this morning.
愿意早上你在我们完全的得着我们。
Do not allow this time to pass.
不让这段时间白白的过去。
Without thy working in us.
哦，叫你在我们里面工作。
Thou knowest that we are hungry and thirsty.
你知道我们是饥渴的。
And thou hast promised us that thou will fill us.
因为你应许我们，你要充满我们。
We commit this time into thy hands.
我们把这段时间恭敬交在你的手中。
Trusting thee to do thy work.
我们相信你要做成这工。
And all be glory to thee.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
We ask in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. In this chapter of 2 Corinthians,
在
这章 2 Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦后书这一章的里面，
in verse 10,
在第十节，
we find there is a clause in parenthesis.
在那里英文后面有一段括号里面的话，
and that is our testimony to you has been believed.
就是说我们对你们做的见证你们也信了。
Here we find this term our testimony.
这里说到我们的见证。
Now we know this time when we gather together before the Lord.
我们知道这一次当我们聚在主跟前的时候，
our theme is the testimony of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ, and our testimony.
主题乃是说神的见证，耶稣基督的见证和我们的见证。
The responsibility of our dear brother Christian is the testimony of God.
陈希忠弟兄 负责的是神的见证。
And the responsibility of our dear brother Jose is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
吴克西弟兄会讲到耶稣基督的见证。
And it falls upon me the responsibility to fellowship with your dear brothers and sisters, our testimony.
那临到我的负担乃是讲到我们的见证。
Now here you find this term, our testimony.
这里说到我们的见证。
Our is in plural number.
我们是众数的。
And of course, immediately it refers to Paul and Timotheus and also, Silas.
我们这里知道就是讲到保罗、希拉跟提摩太。
Here you find there are three persons.
他们这里是三个人。
And yet, they share the same testimony.
他们同有一个的见证。
Because the testimony here is in singular number.
因为这里的见证乃是单数。
So you find that our testimony is a collective thing.
所以我们的见证乃是一个整体的。
Three of them, they bear the same testimony.
他们三位有同一的见证。
It is in no wise that Paul has his testimony.
哦，不是说保罗有他自己的见证。
And Silas has his own.
或者希拉有他的见证。
And Timothy has another one.
那提摩太又有另外一个见证。
we find that all of them share the same testimony.
我们看到他们三个人都同有一个的见证。
And of course, in principle, it refers to all of us.
哦，在原则上，这也是对我们每个人讲的。
Even though we are many here.
虽然我们人很多在这里。
We are all different in a sense.
哦，我们也都不一样。
And yet, we have the same testimony.
但是我们共有一个的见证。
We are here bearing the same testimony.
我们在这里要做这一个见证。
So it is very important for us.
所以对我们来讲是非常的重要。
To know what our testimony really is.
哦，要我们知道我们的见证是什么。
You know, this clause is in parentheses.
哦，你知道这一句话是在括号里面。
Now in the Bible, whenever you find something in parentheses,
哦，在圣经里面，凡是在括号里面的字，
it doesn't mean that it is something unimportant.
哦，并不是说那是不重要的。
On the contrary, it means that it is something that should draw our attention.
哦，相反来讲，那应该是我们特别留意的。
Why is it put into parentheses?
为什么放在括号里面？
Because that which is in the parentheses,
因为在括号里面的话,
is to explain what goes before it and also what goes after it.
因为这些话是要解释前面跟后面的话。
It is put there to be in the interpretation of what goes before and what's after.
在那里是为了解释前面一句跟后面一句。
So, it is very very important.
所以是非常的重要。
Now we know in Acts chapter 17,
我们知道在使徒行传第十七章里面，
the apostle Paul and his companions, after they were almost driven out, as it were, from Philippi.
保罗跟他的同伴差不多要被赶出腓立比的时候，
and they went out of Philippi,
他们离开了腓立比。
And they went to Thessalonica.
他们就到帖撒罗尼迦去。
And when they arrived in Thessalonica,
当他们来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候，
and it is the custom of Paul.
哦，那是保罗照常的规矩。
On Sabbath day, he will go into the synagogue.
哦，就是在安息日，他要到会堂里面去。
And there he will reason with the people according to the scripture.
他在那里本着圣经与他们辩论。
He announced to them that Christ must suffer.
他讲解臣民基督必须受苦。
According to the scripture, Christ must suffer.
根据圣经，基督必须受苦。
But after that, he will be raised from the dead.
哦，之后他要从死里复活。
And this Christ, this Messiah, is none other but Jesus.
这位基督弥赛亚就是耶稣。
And he reasoned with them for three successive Sabbaths.
他在那一连三个安息日与他们辩论。
And a number of people believe in the Lord.
在那里有许多的人相信了主。
Especially those Greeks.
特别是希利尼人。
Who worship in the synagogue.
他们在会堂里面敬拜。
Many of them turned to the Lord.
很多人他们归向了主。
And some of the noble women also.
哦，还有一些尊贵的妇女也不少。
Now because of what had happened.
因着这样的事情发生。
So the Jews there became jealous.
所以犹太人的心里面就妒忌。
And they gathered a mob.
所以就招聚了城市的一些的匪类。
And tried to accuse Paul and his companions.
哦，在那里要指责保罗跟他的同伴。
That they came here to announce something that was not allowed, in the Roman Empire.
哦，说他们在这里传讲一些罗马帝国所不允许传讲的。
That they announced another king.
他们在那里说到有另外一位王。
And of course, when they couldn't find Paul and his companion.
当然他们找不到保罗跟他的同伴的时候。
So they took, their host.Jason and some others, and brought them, to the official.
他就把那些接待他们的耶孙跟一些的人带到官的面前。
And of course, the official, got the security, of Jason.
哦，这个这些的官，他取了耶稣和其他之人的宝状
，and let them go，
就释放了他们。
So immediately the brethren in Thessalonica，
所以在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄们
，they sent Paul away，
他们就把保罗来拆走
，and they sent him to the sea coast to Athens，
就把他们带到海边的雅典去。
And of course Paul requested that Silas and Timothy will join him。
哦，所以保罗就要求提摩太跟希拉与他同去。
So after they were in Athens，
所以当他们到了雅典以后
，they went on to Corinth，
他们就到哥林多。
But then you find Paul, he really thought of these newly born brothers and sisters in Thessalonica。
哦，保罗实在想到这些在帖撒罗尼迦出信的弟兄姊妹们。
So he wrote a letter to them。
他就在那里写了一封的书信。
And that is First Thessalonians。
那是帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Now even though this was a new church，
因为这虽然是一个刚刚建立的教会。
And it was born as it were in tribulation。
哦，是在患难当中来产生的。
And yet we find their spiritual conditions were very good。
哦，我们发现他们属灵的光景非常的好。
Paul was afraid。
保罗有一点害怕
，because they were new, probably they could not stand the persecution.
因为他们太年幼了，他们可能受不了当时的逼迫。
And yet it found out that they really endured.
但发现他们实在能够忍耐。
They have the labor of love.
他们有爱心所发出来的劳苦。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They love all the brethren.
他们爱所有的弟兄们。
And they have the work of faith.
他们有信心的功夫。
And they have the hope of endurance.
哦，他们有忍耐所存的盼望。
Now it proved that the testimony that Paul and his companion bore was effective.
就证明了保罗跟他同伴所做的见证实在是有果效。
It had produced good fruit.
而且结好的果子。
And so Paul was very glad about it.
保罗非常的喜乐。
So he encouraged them to go on.
所以他就鼓励他们继续向前去。
And very soon he wrote another letter.
哦，很快他又写了第二封的书信。
And that is Second Thessalonians.
那是帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And he found out that their love really abounds.
哦，发现他们的爱实在是那样的丰满。
And their faith really increased.
哦，他们的爱心也是那样的增长。
And they continue to endure all afflictions.
哦，他们继续在那里忍受各样的苦难。
Like an example to the others.
哦，成为众人的榜样。
And there you find Paul.Explain it.
在那里我们看到保罗解释
that your condition proved that our testimony has been received.
你们的光景证明你们接受了我们的见证。
So this is where this phrase our testimony comes from.
哦，这个就是那句话说我对你们做的见证。
Their testimony to them was received.
他们对帖撒罗尼迦做的见证他们实在好好的接受。
Now what is testimony?
见证是什么?
Testimony is truth.
见证是真实的。
Testimony is fact.
见证是事实。
Testimony is reality.
见证是实际。
That is the very nature of testimony.
这是见证本身的性质。
Testimony itself is not something imagined.
哦，见证不是幻想出来的。
It is not something that you speculate.
不是你猜测出来的。
Testimony is something that is very, very real.
见证是那样的实在的。
It is something that has happened.
哦，是已经发生了的事情。
It is a fact accomplished.
哦，这是一个发生了的事实。
It has nothing to do with imagination.
哦，这不是幻觉出来的。
It is not a hallucination.
哦，这不是一个幻象出来的。
It is something solid.
这是一个很实际的。
It is true.
这是真理。
It is real.
这是真实的。
It is certain.
这是实在的。
Now that is what a testimony is.
这是见证的性质。
But that is the testimony itself.
这是见证的本身。
But added to it.
再加上去呢
？You find that testimony is something that you experience.
见证是你能够经历的。
You have seen, you have heard.
你看见过，听见过。
When something happened, you are there.
当这个事情发生的时候，你在那里。
And you are an eyewitness.
你是一个亲眼的见证人。
So that means it is.A testimony.
所以这才是一个见证。
So testimony has its objective side.
所以见证有它客观的那一部分。
And the objective side is the testimony itself must be real and factual.
这客观的一面乃是说见证的本身一定要实在，一定要是个事实。
And then there is the subjective side to the testimony.
见证还有主观的一面。
And the subjective side is he who bear witness to it has to have personal first-hand experience.
就是说这些做见证的人他们一定要有亲身的经历。
Now for a testimony to be effective.
一个见证是能够有果效。
It itself must not only be something real.
它本身不单单要真实。
But the one who bear witness to it has to have experience of it.
那些做见证的人他们也要经历到。
And because he had experience of what he has testified.
因为他经历了他所见证的。
This testimony has become a part of his being.
这一个见证就成为他本身的一部分。
And because he has seen and heard, it transforms him.
因为他听见他看见就改变了他。
In a sense, it absorbs him into the testimony.
就把他吸到见证的里面去。
He is no longer just a spectator.
他就不再是一个在那里观望的人。
Just to observe it.
就是在那里只是观望一下。
By observing, he gets involved into it.
当他看见了他就参与到里面去。
So this is what testimony really is.
这才是真正的见证。
Now, if something, that is not real.
如果那些事是不真实的。
Something that is supposed to be.
只是说应该应该是这样而已。
Something that you imagine.
是你想出来的。
That is no testimony.
那不是见证。
And even if something is real.
就算那是真的事情。
But if you are not a first-hand observer.
如果你不是亲身的观察到。
You are not a witness to it.
你不是见证人。
That testimony still has no effect.
那个见证也带不出果效。
Now, if this testimony is a glorious testimony,
如果这一个见证是荣耀的见证,
you become part of the testimony.
你就能够成为见证的一部分。
You and the testimony become one.
你和见证要合为一。
So this is what testimony really is.Yes.
这才是见证的实意。
Now, what is our testimony?
那我们的见证是什么？
Our testimony is not something that we bear witness of ourselves.
我们的见证不是为我们自己做见证。
You remember in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 31.
你知道在约翰福音第五章三十一节那里
And also in chapter 8 verse 13
也在第八章第十一节十三节那里
You'll find there is such a saying
你知道那里有这样的句子
If a person bears witness of himself his witness testimony is not true
So我若为自己做见证我的见证就不真了
Now anyone who tries to bear witness of himself
有任何人他要为自己做见证。
Telling people how good he is.
告诉别人他多么的好。
How perfect he is.
他多么的完全。
Now his testimony is not true.
他的见证不是真的。
Why?
为什么?
Because we do not know our heart.
因为我们不认识我们自己的心。
Our heart is wicked above all things.
人心比万物都诡诈。
Who knows it?
有谁能测透呢?
Only God tries.Our heart.
只有耶和华来试探人的心。
And that is the reason why when we bear witness of ourselves, our testimony is not accepted.
这就是为什么当我们为自己做见证的时候，这个见证不成立。
So here you find our testimony doesn't mean that we bear testimony of ourselves.
所以在这里说我们的见证不是说我们为我们自己做见证。
Now we are telling people how good we are.
我们告诉别人我们多么好。
Now you remember in Luke chapter 18.
你记得在路加第十八章的里面。
There is a Pharisee.
在那里有一个法利赛人。
Now he goes into the temple.
他进到这个会堂里面。
And there he stands straight.
他在那里站立。
And he lifts up his head.
他举起他的头。
And he begins to pray.
他在那里开始祷告。
And how does he pray?
他怎么祷告呢?
He said, God,
他说神啊,
I thank you.
我谢谢你。
Because I'm not like the rest of the people.
因为我不像其他的这些人。
Like the rest of the people who are, greedy, who are, sinful.
我不像这些人他们贪心他们充满了罪恶。
And he looked around and she is a publican standing way back.
他就看到那个众人都站在远远的。
A publican.
在那里有一个税吏在那里。
And he looked at him,
他看着他。
And he made a report to God and said, God, I'm not like that publican.
他就向神报告说我不像那个税吏啊。
Because I fast,twice a week.
因为我一个星期进食两次。
And I give tithe in all things that I receive.
凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Now here you find this publican is testifying before God of himself.
所以你就看到这个税吏呢就在神面前做见证。
And his testimony is not accepted.
他的见证是不被接受的。
Because he goes home without being justified.
因为他回去并没有被称义。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if we are trying to bear testimony of ourselves,
如果我们为自己做见证的话,
our testimony will not be accepted.
我们的见证是不被接受的。
The Apostle Paul,
使徒保罗,
beforeHe met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
在大马色的路上他还没有遇到主以前。
He was very sure of himself.
他实在非常的清楚认识他自己。
Now when he told of his past,
当他那里告诉他的过去的时候,
how he boasted of his past.
他怎么样在那里来吹嘘他的过去。
Because he really have a goodcredential.
因为他实在有很好的凭据。
Now he boasted himself of, his birth.
他说到他的出身。
How he was circumcised on the eighth day.
他是如何的第八日受割礼。
Now that is very important to the Jews.
在犹太人来讲那是非常的重要。
Because according to the covenant of God with Abraham.
因为根据亚伯拉罕神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
Circumcision is the sign of the covenant.
受割礼乃是约的证据。
And, Jews should be circumcised on the eighth day.
犹太人需要生下第八天受割礼。
And of course we know when Abraham received this from God.
我们知道当亚伯拉罕从神那里接这个约的时候。
He was already 99 years old.
他已经99岁。
So he was circumcised when he was 99 years
old. 所以他是99岁才受的割礼。
And his son Ishmael.
他的儿子以撒玛利。
Born of Hagar.
是夏甲所生的。
He was already 13 years old.
已经13岁了。
And so, when Ishmael was circumcised, he was 13 years old.
所以当以撒玛利受割礼的时候他已经13岁了。
That is not kosher.
这个是不合乎他们犹太的传统。
But, Paul, He says, I was circumcised on the eighth day.
保罗说我是第八天受割礼。
Very, very kosher.
是非常的合乎犹太人的传统。
And he also said that I am of the nation of Israel.
我是以色列的人。
In other words,
换一句话说
he is of Jacob and he is not of Esau.
哦，他是雅各，不是以扫。
Even though Esau was also Abraham's son.
虽然以扫也是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Isaac's son.
是 Isaac 的儿子。
And yet you find that Esau didn't receive the firstborn right.
你知道以扫没有得到长子的名分。
It was Jacob who had the birthright.
雅各他得到长子的名分。
So here you find this man Saul, later on called Paul, how he boasted of himself that I am not of Saul, I am of Israel.
所以你这里看到这位扫罗后来称为保罗的，他是那样的感觉的骄傲，他不是以扫出来的，他是以色列。
And he also said I'm of the tribe of Benjamin.
而且他是便雅悯支派的。
Now,Why is it so important?
那为什么那么重要呢?
Because of the 12 sons of Jacob, only Benjamin was born in the promised land.
因为在12个儿子12支派里面只有便雅悯是在应许地生的。
And when the first king of Israel is a Benjamite.
以色列头一个君王是便雅悯支派的。
And when the 12 tribes are divided into two nations,
当12个支派分成南北两国的时候
,Benjamin never left.
便雅悯没有离开。
Benjamin was always with Judah.
便雅悯一直是跟犹大在一起。
So here you find this is very, very important.
这是非常的重要。
That is his pedigree.
这实在是非常的重要。
And then later on you find he boasted of his education.
所以后来你说在那里他夸自己受的教育。
How he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Because even though he was born in Tarsus.
虽然他是生在大树。
In a Gentile city.
在一个外邦人的城市。
And yet you find in their family, they always spoke Hebrew.
但是在他们家里面他们永远是讲希伯来话。
They were really real Hebrew.
他们是真正的希伯来人。
And when he was very young, he was educated.According to the law, strictest of the law of the fathers.
他在年幼的时候他是根据祖宗严谨的律法受教。
And he was at the feet of Gamaliel.
他是在加马列的门下受教。
And Gamaliel was the grandson of Helio.
这个加马列是 Helio 的孙子。
One of the two greatest teachers in Judaism.
是在犹太里面最伟大的教师。
And he was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
他是法利赛人当中的法利赛人。
That is to say he was a real Pharisee.
就是说他是一个真正的法利赛人。
He not only studied the law.
他不单只研读律法。
But he tried to keep every letter of the law.
他要守律法里面的每一个规条。
And so far as the letter of the law was concerned.
从律法的规条上来说。
He was righteous.
他是公义的。
And he was very zealous.
他是那样的热心。
He persecuted the church.
他在那里逼迫教会。
Because according to the Jewish tradition of the fathers.
因为根据犹太的传统。
He was zealous for the traditions of the fathers.
他是为了他犹太的传统在那里祖宗的传统来热心。
They considered Jesus as an impostor of Judaism.
他们在那里觉得耶稣是犹太教的反叛者。
It should be wiped out.
他应该被除灭。
So he tried best to wipe them out.
所以他尽力的来消灭他。
How he boasted of himself.
他在那里觉得为自己而觉得骄傲。
But he was in darkness.
但是他在黑暗的里面。
He was blind.
他是瞎眼的。
He thought he was serving God.
他以为他在那里侍奉神。
And yet, he did God a great disservice.
但是他在那里实在是瞒住了神。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
no one can testify of himself.
没有人能够为自己做见证。
Because even if we try,
就算我们在那里努力，
our testimony is not true.
我们自己的见证不真实。
It cannot be accepted.
是不被接纳的。
But thank God.
感谢神。
You find that after this man met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
哦，当这个人在大马色的路上遇见主的时候，
there was such a transformation in his life.
在他的生命里面有那样的改变。
He saw the righteous one.
他遇到那义者。
And he heard his voice.
他听到他的声音。
Saul, Saul.
扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against good.
用脚踢刺是难的。
Saul said, Lord, who are you?
哦，扫罗说，主啊，你是谁？
And the voice said, I'm Jesus, whom you persecute.
那声音说，我是耶稣，是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And then he asked the second question.
然后他问第二个问题，
Lord, what do you want me to do?
说主啊，你要我做什么？
In other words,
换一句话说，
He not only believed in Jesus as Lord,
他不单只相信耶稣是主，
He really accepted him as the Lord of his life.
他实在接受他做他一生的主。
He becomes a witness of the faith.
他成为这一个信仰的见证人。
God called him to be a witness.
神呼召他做见证人。
To tell people of what he has seen and heard.
告诉别人他所听见所看见的。
To be a witness to the nations and to the Jews.
做犹太人跟做万国的见证人。
So here you find this man.
在这里你看到这个人。
He began to bear a testimony.
他在那里做见证。
But he is not testifying of himself.
他不是在那里为自己做见证。
In the past, he would testify of himself.
在过去他是为自己做见证。
What a great man he is.
他说出他是多么的伟大。
How pious he is.
他是多么的敬虔。
And how zealous he is.
他是多么的热心。
But no longer.
但现在不再这样做见证。
Here you find from that day onward,
你从那个时候开始，我们看到
he does not testify of himself anymore.
他不再为自己做见证。
And his testimony is Jesus Christ.
他的见证乃是耶稣基督。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
在哥林多后书第四章的里面，
he said, we do not preach ourselves.We preach Jesus Christ.
他说我们不是在这里传我们自己，我们乃是传耶稣基督。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
在哥林多前书第二章的里面，
He said, when I come to you,
他说当我来到你们面前的时候，
I know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我不知道耶稣基督跟他钉十字架。我是不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
So here you find dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
After he has seen the Lord and heard the Lord.
当他遇到主，听到主的声音，看到主的时候。
After he had met the reality.
当他遇到这个实际的时候。
And after he really had experienced it.
当他经历了以后。
You find it transformed his life.
你看到他的生命被改变。
You find that this testimony becomes part of his life.
你看到这个见证就成为他生命的一部分。
And his whole being is involved in this testimony.
他整个人是投入这个见证的里面。
That becomes the very meaning of his life.
这就成为他生命的意义。
And that is the very meaning of his ministry.
这是他侍奉的意义。
He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他说我不违背那从上面来的呼召。
Even when he was given opportunity to defend himself.
当他在那里给机会叫他为自己辩护的时候。
You find that he did not defend himself, he defended the Lord Jesus Christ.
你发现那里他不是为自己做辩护，而是为了耶稣基督做见证。
Even to such an extent.
到了一个程度。
that Festus cried out and said, Paul, you are mad.
哦，在那里他们说保罗你疯狂了吗？
We gave you opportunity, but you missed the opportunity.
哦，我们给你机会，但是你自己推掉这个机会。
You do not defend yourself.
你不为自己辩护。
You do not try to save yourself.
你在这里不要救自己吗
？But all the time you are defending Jesus Christ.
你在这里一直为耶稣基督在这里传讲。
Why? Because this is his very life.
因为这是他的生命。
He becomes a true faithful witness of the Lord Jesus.
他成为耶稣基督忠实的见证人。
So dear brothers and sisters,
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
This is what a testimony really is.
好，这是见证的实意。
It is something that is so real.
因为这是那样的真实。
And you have experienced it firsthand.
好，你是头一手的亲身经历到。
And it begins to transform your life.
好，能够改变你的生命。
It becomes your very life.
就成为你生命的一部分。
And you live for it.
哦，你是为他而活。
And you serve God with it.
你用这个见证来侍奉神。
That is testimony.
这是见证。
Now think of the Apostle John.
我们看使徒约翰。
You find the same thing happened to the Apostle John.
你看到在约翰的身上也是如此。
Before he met the Lord Jesus,
当他还没有遇见主耶稣以前
He was a disciple of John the Baptist.
他是施洗约翰的门徒。
And he must be very close to John the Baptist.
他与施洗约翰非常的接近。
Because if you read John chapter 1,
如果你读约翰福音第一章的话
you find that two of the disciples of John the Baptist were standing with John.
你发现两个门徒是与施洗约翰站在一起。
John had many disciples.
哦，施洗约翰有许多的门徒。
But it seemed as if these two were closest to him.
你就发现这两个是与他最接近的。
Now when they were with him,
当他与他在一起的时候
，John the Baptist saw Jesus passing by.
哦，施洗约翰看到耶稣走过去
，and he said, "Behold." The Lamb of God.
他说看啊神的羔羊。
When the two disciples heard of it,
当这两个门徒听到了
they left their master.
他们就离开了施洗约翰。
And they began to follow Jesus.
他们就开始跟从耶稣。
And while they were doing that,
当他们这样做的时候
our Lord Jesus turned back.
我们的主回过头来
and said, "Now what do you want?"
说你们要什么
？Why do you follow me?
你们为什么跟从我
？And they said, "Lord,
Master,
where do you live?"
说夫子啊，你住在哪里
？You know, this is a very strange question.
这是一个非常奇怪的问题。
It is as if they do not answer what is asked.
因为他们在那里答非所问。
The Lord said, "What do you want?"
主说你们要什么
？They said, "Where do you live?"
他说你住在哪里
？But you know,
that's
the real meaning of it.
哦，里面的实意。
What do they want?
你们要什么
？They want to be with Jesus.
因为他们要跟耶稣在一起。
They want to know the Lord Jesus.
他们要认识主耶稣。
So the Lord said, "Come and see."
哦。主说来跟从我吧。
And they stay with him that afternoon.
所以他们就与主一同在一起一个下午。
And how they were transformed.
他们就那样的被改变。
And we know about Andrew.
我们知道安德烈。
Because immediately he went to find his brother Simon.
好，所以你看到安德烈马上去找他的兄弟西门。
We have met the Messiah.
好，我们已经遇到弥赛亚。
Come and see.
哦，来看吧。
And of course, the other one is John the Apostle.
那另外一个就是使徒约翰。
And from that day on, he followed the Lord Jesus.
从那个时候开始，他们就跟从了耶稣。
The more he followed the Lord Jesus,
他们越跟从耶稣。
The more he knew the Lord Jesus,
他们就越认识耶稣。
You know, he was the first one who followed Jesus.
他们是头一位跟从耶稣的。
And among the 12 apostles, he was the last that's still going on.
哦，他是一直跟从耶稣到底的最后一个。
And what did he say?
他说什么
If you read 1 John chapter 1,
如果你读约翰一书的话，
he said, that which is from the beginning,
说那从起初原有的，
that which we have heard,
我们所听见的，
that which we have seen,
所看见的，
that which we have contemplated,
所亲眼看过的，
that which our hands have handled,
亲手摸过的，
the word of life,
哦，这个生命之道。
Now we report it to you.
哦，我把这些告诉你们。
That you may have fellowship with us.
好像你们能够跟我们有交通。
And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
哦，我们的交通乃是与父跟他的儿子有交通。
That which from the very beginning.
那是从起初原有的。
You know, with Apostle John, he always go back.To the beginning.
哦，知道使徒约翰他每次都是回到最开始。
And that beginning is even before the beginning in Genesis.
哦，因为那个开始是在创世纪一章以前的事情。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 said, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪第一章第一节说，起初神创造天地。
And that is the beginning of the creation.
那是创造的开始。
But that is not the beginning of God.
但那不是神的开始。
But when you read 1 John chapter 1,
但是如果你读约翰一书第一章,
just like the Gospel of John chapter 1,
就好像约翰福音第一章,
it is the real beginning.
那是真正的开始。
It is how everything begins.
那是一切的起头。
That the beginning is none other but God.
那一个起头就是神自己。
But this, who is in the beginning,
哦，这里说在那起初原有的。
We have heard of him.
我们所听见过的。
How did they hear?
他们怎么听见？
Through the prophets.
哦，借着先知。
Through the patriarchs.
哦，借着这些的书卷。
Through the Old Testament.
哦，借着旧约。
They have heard that the Messiah will come.
他们听过弥赛亚要再来。
But now they have seen him.
如今他们见到他。
They really have met him.
他们已经遇见他。
And not only that.
不单止这样。
But when they contemplate it.
哦，当他们亲手的摸过他。
No, when they are thinking about it.
哦，当他那里真是好好的思念他。
They realize that this man Jesus.
哦，他们知道这一个耶稣。
Is the Son of God.
是神的儿子。
When he is resurrected.
当他。基督从死里复活的时候，
you know, our Lord said,
我们的主说，
you can say to Thomas,
哦，你可以告诉多马，
you can touch my hand,
哦，他可以来摸我的手，
you can touch my side,
你可以摸我的肋旁。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
to the Apostle John,
对于使徒约翰来讲，
the Lord Jesus is so real,
耶稣基督是那样的真实，
he is a fact,
他是一个实在，
he is truth,
它是真理。
And this truth John has personally experienced.
这一个真理约翰他亲身的经历了。
He has a first hand information.
他有亲手第一手的经历。
And because of this touch with the Lord Jesus,
因为他这样的摸到了耶稣基督，
you find that his whole life is changed.
你就看到他整个的生命都改变了。
He is absorbedinto the testimony.
他是被吸进到见证的里面。
And he becomes a faithful witness.
他就成为一个忠心的见证人。
So whatever John wrote,
说不管约翰写什么，
what he wrote was true.
他所写的都是真实的。
Because he is an eyewitness.
因为他是一个见证人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is what our testimony should be.
这是我们见证应该有的。
Now think of Peter.
我们想想彼得。
Of course, Peter had the same thing.
哦，彼得也是如此。
Especially when you turn to 2 Peter.
哦，特别是当你到彼得后书的时候。
First chapter.
第一章。
When Peter tried to share with the brothers and sisters.
当彼得他跟弟兄姊妹有交通的时候。
Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是讲到我们的主耶稣基督的再来。
And of his power.
哦，讲到他的能力。
He said, I share this with you.
他说我与你们这样的分享。
And not out of imagined fables.
不是从幻觉里面出来的。
It is something that I have personally witnessed.
这是我亲身所经历的。
Because on that Mount of Transfiguration,
因为在那变幻的山上
，I heard the voice from heaven.
我从听到天上的声音。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I found my delight.
我所喜悦的。
Hear him.
你们要听他。
And I have personally seen the glory of the Lord Jesus.
我亲眼的见到主耶稣的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So here you find before his martyrdom.
你在这里我们看到。
Before Peter was martyred,
就是在彼得殉道以前
，he bore testimony.
他在那里做见证
，and his testimony is true.
他的见证是真实的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，this ought to be our testimony.
这还是应该是我们的见证。
Now what is our testimony?
那我们的见证是什么？
We say our testimony is not testifying of ourselves.
我们说我们的见证不是为自己做见证。
How great we are.
我们多么伟大。
How learned we are.
我们多么有学识。
No.
不是。
Our testimony will not be true.
那样我们的见证不是真的。
It will not be accepted by anybody.
别人不会接纳的。
Now, what is exactly our testimony?
那我们的见证应该是什么？
Our testimony is the testimony of God.
我们的见证乃是神的见证。
Our testimony is the testimony of Jesus.
我们的见证乃是耶稣基督的见证。
In other words,
换一句话说
，Our testimony is one with the testimony of God and of the testimony of Jesus.
我们的见证乃是神的见证，耶稣基督的见证是一个的。
That is our testimony.
那是我们的见证。
Our brother last night
我们的弟兄昨天的晚上
has already explained to us what is the testimony of God.
已经讲了神的见证。
Now we know.
我们知道。
If we bear testimony of ourselves,
如果我们为自己做见证
our testimony is not true.
我们的见证不是真实的。
It will not be accepted.
是不被接纳的。
But with God, it is different.
但从神看是不一样。
God has to testify of himself.
神他一定要为他自己做见证。
Because if he does not testify himself, nobody will know him.
因为如果他不为自己做见证，没有人能认识他。
Now how can we bear witness of him if he doesn't testify of himself?
如果他不为自己做见证，我们怎么能够认识他？
Because he is the beginning.
因为他是起初原有的。
He is the truth.
因为他是真理。
So we find that the testimony of God is really what God testifies of himself.
所以我们看到神的见证乃是他为自己做见证。
God reveals himself to us.
神把他自己向我们显现出来。
If God does not tell us of who he is and what he is,
如果神不告诉我们他是谁，他是怎么样的一位，
Nobody will ever know him.
没有人能够认识他。
He is the unknown God.
他被我们成为没有人认识的神。
Just like what you find in Athens.
就好像雅典他们那样。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
the testimony of God is what God testifies of himself.
神的见证乃是他为自己做见证。
And his testimony is true.
他的见证是真的。
His testimony is something that we must receive.
他的见证是我们必须要接受的。
Our brother mentioned last night,
我们的弟兄昨天晚上提到
how God gave the children of Israel the Ten Commandments.
神怎样把十诫给了以色列人。
Now the Ten Commandments is God's testimony.
这十诫乃是神的见证。
By the Ten Commandments, God reveals to the children of Israel what kind of God he is.
借着这十诫，神就向以色列人启示出他是一位怎样的神。
If God does not give the Ten Commandments,
如果神没有颁下十诫，
the children of Israel will never know what kind of God he is.
以色列的百姓就不认识他是一位怎样的神。
God had delivered them out of Egypt.
哦，神拯救他们脱离埃及。
God had brought them to himself.
哦，神把他们招待他自己的面前。
And God wanted to make them his people.
哦，神要他们成为他的他的百姓。
And he wanted to be their God.
哦，他要做他们的神。
But how could they be his people?
那他们怎么样成为神的子民呢？
If they did not know him.
如果他们不认识他。
So God had to bear witness of himself.
所以神就在那里为自己做见证。
Had to tell them what kind of God he is.
他要告诉他们他是怎样的一位神。
Our brother mentioned that most likely,
我们的弟兄讲到应该是这样。
Of the Ten Commandments,
在十诫的里面。
Probably the first tablet,
可能第一块法版。
Contains four.
可能是第四条的诫命。
And the second tablet, six.
第二个石板是有六条。
Why?
为什么?
Because in the first four commandments,
因为在前面的四条里面,
God revealed himself as the God of holiness.
因为他在那里启示出他是圣的神。
That he is holy.
他是圣的。
Holy means he is different.
圣是说明他是不一样的。
He is not common at all.
他是不平常的。
Nothing can be compared with him.
哦，没有任何的东西能够与他相比。
He is altogether different.
他是自成一格的。
He is all alone.
他是单独的。
He is separated from anything else.
他是跟其他所有的东西分开的。
He is unique.
因为他是独特的。
That is holy.
那是圣。
And the four commandments tell us how holy God is.
这前面的四条诫命说出过他是如何的圣洁。
You cannot have any other God.
你们不可以有别的神。
Because he is the only true God.
因为他是那唯一的真神。
That's holiness.
哦，那是圣洁。
You cannot make any image of any kind and worship it.
说不可雕刻，也不可以做什么偶像来敬拜他。
Because he has no form.
因为他没有形象。
He is spirit.
因为他是个灵。
And we must worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以我们要用真心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
You can worship him alone.
你们唯有敬拜他。
He is the only one who is worthy to be worshipped.
因为唯有他是配得敬拜的。
That is holy.
那是圣的。
You cannot mention his name in vain.
哦，你们不可以妄称他的名。
Because his name is holy.
因为他的名为圣。
You have to keep the Sabbath.
哦，你们要守安息日。
Because he is the only one who can do the work.
因为唯有他能够做这些工。
You cannot do God's work.
你们不能够做神的工。
He is the only one who finishes work.
唯有他自己完成他的工作。
We can only rest in his finish.
我们只能够安息在他所做的工里面。
That is holy.
那是圣的。
Whenever we try to help God,With our own effort.
如果我们用自己的力量想去帮神的话，
We violate the holiness of God.
我们实在那里违背了他的圣洁。
So the first four commandments tell us God is holy.
所以前面四个诫命说出神是那位圣者。
And the next six ones.
那下面的六条
Tell us God is righteous.
哦，说明神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
因着神是公义的。
Therefore, we have to be righteous towards one another.
所以我们彼此要公义。
We cannot do unrighteously towards one another.
我们不能够彼此当中行不义。
So, brothers and sisters, our brother mentioned last night.
啊，我们的弟兄昨天晚上提到。
So far as God is concerned.
从神来看。
The Ten Commandments is God's testimony.
那十诫乃是神的见证。
But when he delivers the Ten Commandments to man,
当他颁布这十诫给人的时候，
they become the law.
这些就成为律法。
That is to say,
就是说，
because this is what God is.
因为神是这样的。
Therefore, we ought to be like him.
所以我们要这样的像他。
And that is law.
这是律法。
So the law is the testimony.
所以律法就是见证。
On God's side, it is testimony.
从神这边来看，这是见证。
On the side of the children of Israel, it is law.
哦，从以色列民来看，这是律法。
God gave his testimony.
神把他的 见证摆出来。
And the children of Israel are to keep the law.
哦，以色列要守这个律法。
Now, the testimony of God is not only just these Ten Commandments.
哦，神的见证不单单是这十诫。
The testimony of God is also the Word of God.
这神的见证也是神的话。
Because God's Word is truth.
因为神的话乃是真理。
Whatever God say, it is true.
神所说的都是真理。
And because this is true,
因为这都是真理，
it represents the God of truth.
因为这能够代表这位真理的神。
So His Word is testimony.
所以他的话也是他的见证。
Now you can find that in Psalms.
所以你可以在诗篇里面找。
Especially Psalm 119.
特别是诗篇119篇。
Now if you turn to Psalm 119.
如果你翻开诗篇119篇。
You'll find that in that Psalm, the word and the testimony, all these things are, come together.
你说这些神的话是神的见证就能够连在一起。
We'll just read one verse.
我们只读一节。
Verse 8a.
119篇第88节。
Quicken me according to thy loving kindness, and I will keep the testimony of thy mouth.
说求你照你的慈爱将我救活，我就遵守你口中的法度。
And, in the original, it is testimony.
哦，我就遵守你口中的法度，原文是说见证。
So here you'll find the word of God is the testimony of God.
你在这里看到神的话乃是神的见证。
Therefore the prophet Isaiah.
所以先知以赛亚说。
In Isaiah chapter 8.
所以在以赛亚第八章里面。
He said to the law and to the testimony.
哦，说是为了主为了见证，为了律法，为了见证。
Anything is to be solved, settled by the law and the testimony.
我说一切都要因着律法跟神的见证来解决。
Whether it is true or false.
哦，不管是真的或者是假的。
It depends on what the law says and what the testimony says. 是
根据律法跟神的见证而断定。
Because it is the testimony of God.
因为这是神的见证。
And furthermore,
哦，还有
，What is God's testimony?
那神的见证是什么
？God's testimony is His testifying His beloved Son.
因为神的见证乃是他要见证出他的爱子。
He wants to testify of His Son.
因为他要为他的爱子做见证。
He not only testify of Himself.
他不单只为自己做见证。
But you find that He delights. To testify of his son.
他是多么的喜悦为他的儿子做见证。
That is God's testimony.
这是神的见证。
How he would say, behold my son.
他说看啊我的爱子。
You find in the New Testament how three times the heavens opened.
你看在新约的里面有三次天开了。
And God spoke.
神说话。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I have found my delight.
我所喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Nothing delights the heart of God the Father.
没有任何的事情能够那样叫父的心得喜悦。
Than to testify of his son.
唯有为他的儿子做见证。
I believe those who are parents or grandparents, they know the meaning.
我相信在我们当中做父母、做祖父母的会明白。
How they like to talk about their children or their grandchildren.
他们是多么的愿意谈起他们的孩子、他们的孙子。
You do not need to ask for it.
你不需要问他们了。
They will voluntarily.
他们会自动的告诉你。
So, this is the heart of God.
这是神的心。
How God delights to testify of his son.
神是那样的喜悦为他的儿子做见证。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Now this is the testimony of God.
这是神的见证。
And our testimony is none other but the testimony of God.
我们的见证也就是神的见证。
We testify what God has testified of himself.
我们要见证出神 为他自己做的见证。
And when we testify, it is according to the scripture.
哦，当我们做见证的时候是根据圣经。
Whatever we say that is not according to the scripture is false.
哦，我们所做的见证如果不是根据圣经，那都不真实。
No matter how high sounding and philosophical it may be.
哦，不管你所讲的话是多么的合乎哲学，是多么高的学问。
It is false.
那都是虚假的。
Only when we speak according to the scripture,
只有当我们根据圣经来讲的时候，
then our testimony is one with the testimony of God.
那我们的见证乃是与神的见证合为一。
And whenever we testify only of Jesus Christ,
哦，当我们在那里为耶稣基督做见证的时候，
then our testimony is one with God's testimony.
那我们的见证还能够跟神的见证在一起。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our testimony is one with the testimony of God.
我们的见证乃是与神的见证在一起。
And likewise,
哦，同样，
our testimony is none other but the testimony of Jesus.
我们的见证也就是耶稣基督的见证。
Again, we find when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
哦，当我们的主在地上的时候，
In John chapter 8,
在约翰第八章，
Our Lord said, I am the light of the world.
哦，我们的主说，我是世上的光。
He who follows me,He walks in light and is not in darkness.
所跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
And the Pharisees, they began to accuse him.
哦，法利赛人在那里指责他。
They said, now you testify yourself.
你在那里为自己做见证。
Your witness is not true.
你的见证就不是真的。
But our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说，
He said, even ifI bear witness of myself.
说我虽然为自己做见证，
My witness is true.
我的见证还是真的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I know where I come from.
因为我知道我从哪里来。
And I know where I'm going.
我知道我往哪里去。
You do not know where you come from.
你们不知道你们从哪里来。
You do not know where you are going.
你们也不知道你们往哪里去。
So your testimony is not true.
所以你们的见证是不真实的。
But now I know where I come.
因为我知道我是从哪里来的。
I know where I go.
我知道我往哪里去。
So my testimony is true.
所以我的见证是真的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the difference between Christ and ourselves.
这就是说基督跟我们的不同。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He said, I am the truth.
他说我是真理。
Whatever he says is true.
他所讲的都是真理。
All the promises God are yea and amen in him.
哦，神一切的应许在基督里面都是是的。
So, our Lord Jesus has the right to testify of himself.
哦，我们的主耶稣他有权利为自己做见证。
And even when he witnessed of himself, his witness is true.
哦，就算他在那里为自己做见证，他的见证还是真的。
And the Lord said furthermore.
哦，主继续的讲。
You say in your law,
哦，你说
in your law.
说在你们的律法的里面。
The witness of two is certain.
哦，两个人做的见证是实在的。
So here I am testifying of myself.
哦，我在这里为我自己做见证。
But my Father who is in me is testifying with me.
那我的父在我的里面也为我做见证。
So here you find there are two witnesses.
所以你看到在这里有两个见证人。
So it has to be certain.
所以这是实在的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What is the testimony of Jesus?
哦，耶稣基督的见证是什么？
The testimony of Jesus is what the Father has testified of him.
耶稣基督的见证乃是父为他做的见证。
The whole Bible,
整本的圣经，
is the Father testifying of his Son.
是父怎样为他儿子做的见证。
If you read the book of Revelation,
如果你读启示录，
you will find the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God has given to him.
你就看到，哦，耶稣基督见证乃是父这样的给他。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
是讲到耶稣基督的启示。
Which God has given to him.
哦，神给他的。
So it is God who is witnessing of his son.
所以神在那里为他儿子做见证。
The whole book of Revelation is revealing the son.
哦，整卷的启示录在那里把儿子表明出来。
The Father is revealing the Son.
哦，父把他的儿子表明出来。
He reveals the Son as the coming King.
哦，他在那里哦，启示出他的儿子乃是那再来的王。
His Son is the heir of all things.
哦，他的儿子乃是一切的产业。
The whole Bible.Is this witness?
哦，整卷的圣经是这样的做见证。
The Father is witnessing to His Son.
哦，父在那里为儿子做见证。
And that constitutes the testimony of Jesus.
哦，那就构成了耶稣基督的见证。
And the testimony of Jesus, what Jesus testified of Himself.
哦，耶稣基督的见证就是为他自己所做的。
In Revelation chapter 1,
在启示录第一章
He said, "I'm the first and the last."
他是我是始，我是终。
I'm the living one.
我是那位活的。
I became dead.
我死了。
And is lived forevermore.
又一直存活到永远。
And I have in my hand the keys of death and Hades.
并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Now this is the testimony of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督的见证。
This is what he is.
这是他就是这样。
He is the first and the last.
他是首先的，他也是末后的。
The beginning and the end.
他是开始，他也是终点。
And he is the living one.
哦，他是那一位活了。
He is the source of life.
他是哦，生命的源头。
The fountain of life.
哦，他是生命的泉源。
But voluntarily he went into death for our sake.
他自己甘心的为我们进到死里面去。
But death cannot hold him.
但死亡并不能够拘禁他。
After he had accomplished the work of redemption.
当他完成了神的救赎。
He is raised from the dead.
他就从死里面复活。
He overcomes death.
他战胜了死亡
and he lives forevermore.
他就永远的存活
and he holds in his hand,
在他的手里面
the keys of death and Hades.
拿着死亡跟阴间的钥匙
in other words,
换一句话说
he is in control.
他在那里掌权
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is the testimony of Jesus.
这是耶稣基督的见证
and this is the testimony that we receive.
哦，这是我们所得到的见证
and this is the testimony that we bear witness to.
这就是我们这个就是我们要为了做见证的。我们就是为这个来做见证。
The Lord said, when the Holy Spirit shall come.
哦，我们就是说当圣灵来到的时候。
He shall bear witness of me.
他要为我做见证。
And you will bear witness of me.
你们也要为我做见证。
Because you're with me from the very beginning.
因为你们是从起初就与我同在。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，How the Holy Spirit is faithful in bearing witness of our Lord Jesus.
哦，圣灵是那样的为耶稣基督忠心的做见证。
The Holy Spirit never testify of himself.
哦，圣灵从来没有为他自己做见证。
The Holy Spirit only testifies to the Lord Jesus.
圣灵只是为耶稣基督做见证。
How he will glorify the Lord Jesus in us.
他在我们的里面如何的荣耀耶稣基督的名
How he revealed the Lord Jesus to us
他用怎么样的向我们把耶稣基督启示在我们的里面
How he worked in us
他如何的在我们里面做工
To bring us to the cross
把我们带到十字架的跟前
That we may enter into the risen life of our Lord
我们能够进到耶稣基督那复活的生命里面
The Holy Spirit comes to uplift
哦，圣灵在那里高举基督。
How faithful he is！
他是那样的忠心。
And the Lord said, "You are my witness."
哦，主说你是我的见证。
So may we also be faithful.
所以叫我们也能够这样的忠心。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Now this is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
So when our two brothers are telling us about the testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus,
当我们两位弟兄要讲到神的见证和耶稣基督的见证的时候
，Remember,
请记得
，what they share with us is what our testimony really is.
他们所交通的就应该是我们的见证的内容。
And so we need to pay special attention to what.Our two brothers say.
所以我们要特别留意我们两位弟兄所讲的。
This will be our testimony.
这乃是我们的见证。
Finally,
之后。
The testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus,
神的见证，耶稣基督的见证
，forever stands.
哦，是永远长存。
The testimony of God never shakes.
神的见证永远不会摇动。
The testimony of Jesus Christ never changes.
哦，耶稣基督的见证永远不改变。
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神是昨日、今日到永远不改变的。
With Him, there is no shadow.
在他那里没有转动的影儿。
No turning.
哦，没有转动的影儿。
He is the same forever.
他是那位永远一样的那位主。
He is the eternal truth.
他是永远的真理。
He is the eternal reality.
他是那永远的实际。
So we find that the testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus.Forever stand.
所以我们看到耶稣基督的见证，神的见证是永远站立的。
No matter what happens,
不管什么事情发生。
No matter how it is challenged.
哦，不管有什么事情在那里要推翻它。
No matter how it is rejected.
哦，不管人如何的拒绝它。
No matter how it is opposed.
哦，不管如何的人反对它。
The testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus.Never shakes.
神的见证，耶稣的基督的见证，永远不会摇动。
God is God.
神是神。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
This never changes.
这永远不改变。
No matter what happens.
不管任何事情发生。
Thank God for that.
哦，我们感谢主。
It is the glorious testimony.
这是荣耀的见证。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When that testimony comes to us,
当那个见证。临到我们的时候
，We have a problem.
我们有难处。
The problem is not with the testimony.
我们的难处不是关于这个见证。
The problem is with us.
而这个难处是因为我们。
But we need to understand.
我们需要明白。
No matter how weak we are.
不管我们是多么的软弱。
No matter how feeble.Is our testimony.
不管我们的见证是多么的不可靠。
God's testimony and the testimony of Jesus never changes.
神的见证，耶稣基督见证永远不改变。
True. When you look at appearance.
哦，当你看看外表的时候。
The testimony of God has suffered.
神的见证受一些的亏损。
The testimony of Jesus has suffered.
哦，耶稣基督的见证在那里受亏损。
And how greatly it has been suffered.
哦，是那样的受那么大的破坏。
And yet when you really see the reality,
当你真正看到那个实际的时候
you find it never changes.
你会看到那永远都不改变。
It always stands.
它永远站立。
And it is always glorious.
那永远它是荣耀的。
This is something we need to understand.
我们需要明白。
Because otherwise,
不然的话
when we are weak,
当我们软弱的时候
we think that we can make the testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus weak too.
哦，我们以为我们能够把神的见证、耶稣基督的见证也变为软弱吗
？No,
不可以。
It is still strong.
它永远是那样的刚强。
On our side, we are weak.
从我们这一面来讲，我们软弱。
On our side,
从我们这一面来说
，the testimony of God and testimony of Jesus may suffer because of us.
哦，因着我们的缘故，神的见证、耶稣的见证可能受了亏损。
And it has.
哦，这也实在是事实。
But that doesn't change his testimony.
但这不能改变他的见证。
You cannot.Compromise his testimony.
你不能够在他的见证下有任何的妥协。
Because it never changes.
因为他永远都不改变。
What needs to be changed on our side?
需要改变的乃是我们这一面。
Sometimes because we have sinned.
有的时候因着犯罪。
We allow the testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus.To be under reproach.
我们让神的见证、耶稣基督的见证受了亏损。
Sometimes because we yield to our flesh.
很多时候我们在那里 人的肉体，我们让肉体，我们为肉体让步。
The testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus is being misunderstood by others.
以至于神的见证，耶稣基督的见证，叫别人误会了。
And this is something that we need to really humble ourselves before God.
这是我们需要在主面前谦卑下来。
We need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
Our brother mentioned last night.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上提到
，sin against testimony is very serious.
哦，为着见证所犯的罪是非常的严重。
Because it touches God, it touches our Lord Jesus.
因为那样是直接碰到我们的主，耶稣，我们的主耶稣。
So we need to be very careful.
所以我们需要非常的小心。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，I believe one reason why the Lord gathers us together.
我实在相信主这一次把我们聚在这里
，and give us a fresh understanding of the testimony.
给我们有这样一个更新对于神的见证。
It is because God wants us.
是因着神要得着我们。
To really put ourselves before the testimony.
他要把我们每个人放在见证的跟前。
And let the light of that testimony shine upon us.
让这见证的光照在我们的里面。
To see how What is our condition with the testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus?
看看我们在神的见证跟耶稣基督见证跟前我们的光景。
That we may repent and return.
那我们能够悔改，我们能够归还他。
Yet on the other hand,
从另外一面
，I believe God has brought us together.
我实在相信主把我们聚在这里。
There is a positive.
在这里实在有一个非常积极的意思
Because many probably
因为许多人啊，很可能是这样
After failures
因着、哦、许多的失败
Seem to feel that the testimony of God is gone
好像觉得神的见证已经过去了
There is no sense ofMaintaining that testimony.
好像在那里为了站见证而持守，好像是没有意义了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Remember,
请记得
the testimony of God,
神的见证
，and the testimony of Jesus,
耶稣基督的见证
，never change,
永远不改变
，it stands,
永远站立
，it is glorious,
那是荣耀的
，and it is the will of God,
这是神的旨意。
That we must continue to maintain the testimony.
我们要继续持守这个见证。
And if by the mercy of God,
靠着神的怜悯
this will happen this time.
这一次我们希望我们能够得到。
Then our gathering is not in vain.
那我们的这样的聚集就不是徒然。
So let us really be before the Lord.
哦，让我们在主面前那样的等候。
Humble ourselves.
哦，我们谦卑在他的跟前。
Let His light shine upon us.
让他的光照在我们里面。
Not only reveal our situation.
不单只能够叫我们看见我们的光景。
More so to reveal what His testimony is.
然后更向我们启示他的见证是什么。
That on the one hand,
一面
we will be stricken to the floor.
哦，我们击倒在地上。
On the other hand,
另外一面
he will raise us up there.
他把我们又带起来。
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
That's great.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
We want to thank thee.
我们要感谢你。
Because thou never changes.
因为你永远不改变。
Thy testimony always stands.
你的见证永远站立。
What a glorious testimony.
这是多么荣耀的见证。
Lord,
主啊，
we acknowledge.
哦，我们在这里实在，哦，在这里承认你。
How we have failed thee.
哦，我们是那样的，哦，失败。
But thou hast never failed us.
但是你永远不失败。
Lord, thou knowest our situation.
哦，主啊，你知道我们的光景。
Thou knowest some of us may be on the point of giving up.
哦，在我们当中可能有一些人已经差不多要放弃了。
Thou knowest within us some of them may not even know thy testimony.
哦，或者我们有一些人根本不知道什么是你的见证。
Lord, we ask that this time,
我们求你在这一次聚会的里面，
Thou will restore that which is failing.
你恢复我们里面所失去的。
And Thou will give us fresh and new revelation.
你给我们一个新的启示。
A revelation of thyself.
哦，就是你自己启示在我们里面。
That will transform us.
那样来改变我们。
And enable us to be thy vessel.
让我们能够成为你的器皿。
Lord, we are before thee.
主，我们等候在你的跟前。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名。